with some good news. I'm going to hand over to Emma first, because back in October last year, Emma had a word, and she actually brought it to the church, but we feel God's given us some stuff to lead on from that, so she's going to recap what she brought back at that time.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I hope you all recall the gems that I was giving out a couple of months ago. So we've got more clarity on what those gems represent and what they all mean. And so I just want to recap what we saw. So we saw Jesus as a diamond, and then shining through him is a rainbow, so it splits out into the seven colours, and each of the gems were represented by a different colour. So we had the ruby, which represented Jesus' forgiveness for us all. The amber, which was the refining fire. A pearl, which was clarity, so we can get clarity from God. The green, which is the emerald, so that was health and healing. Sapphire, representing destiny. Indigo, which is azurite, which represented God's wisdom and the wisdom that we could get for ourselves. And amethyst, which represented royalty, so that was a nice indigo colour. So you've got all the seven colours of the rainbow in those gems that we were sharing out. And I did give a few of those gems out. So we've got further clarity on what we're going to do with those gems now as well. So I'm just going to pass to Dave.
I just want to set the scene a little bit, because that probably sounds a bit, you know, random to some people, like giving out gems. What are they in my hand? Can I see them? What's this all about? But it's the whole thing of we are natural beings, as in we live in this realm. We're physical. So if I do that, I can touch Emma and push her out the way. But we know that we are spiritual beings, that we are supernatural beings. So when we talk about these things, we are talking about the spiritual realm. And a lot of what we do here, well, most of what we do here, is we're trying to encourage, equip and teach each other to live in dual realms. So we live here with what we can see, taste, touch, feel. But we also live in the heavenly realm. When we know Jesus, our spirit becomes alive with God, and we become spiritual beings that live in the supernatural realm. And that's really what we want to talk about today. The spiritual realm is always there, but we just can't see it, and we're not always tuned into it, and that's what we're teaching each other to do. So as far as God is concerned, we know that God is in the spiritual realm, that there are angels, we know the seven spirits of God, you know, angelic things, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, all sorts of God spiritual stuff. But also there's an enemy that also is in the spirit realm, which is, we don't talk about Satan particularly, but we talk about the enemy, and we talk about demonic spirits, and we talk about familiar spirits, and we talk about giants and dragons and all of that stuff, which equally is in the spirit, which in the spirit realm. And what we need to understand is we are seen in the spirit realm. So here we can see with our natural eyes, but we are seen in the spirit realm. And how we see ourselves has a lot of bearing on how we are seen in that realm. Because again, we know that we are light, that our spirits are light, that we are called to be light, shining really brightly. But how I see myself will depend how brightly really I shine in that realm. And I have authority and identity as a child of God that I need to rule and be in government in that realm. So I will or I won't. But the fact is, I can't not. Either I will be ruling or I won't be. So we need to see that as a reality. Now, I was away when Emma brought this word about the gems. I was on holiday. And when I came back, she'd made this beautiful, take the crown out of it, but she'd made this beautiful picture. And she gave it to me. And the minute she gave me the picture, which actually didn't have the crown on it, what I saw was those gems in a crown. And we've been praying about this, we've been seeking God on this for a while, and we felt coming into the new year, now is the time that we need to release the revelation, the truth, the authority and the identity of what this means for each one of us. Because what was really quite exciting was when we heard that Mike was coming to bring a word for us to kickstart us and push something out in the new year. We need to know who we are to rise up, to take hold of what it is that God has got for us this year. So we felt today, I know it's like a long, it's busy, but actually we felt really important that we do it today. The Bible talks a lot about crowns, which I'm not going to talk about now because we'd be until Christmas, but it's a lot. It's very biblical. Crowns are very biblical. And even, you know, the passage that Mike quotes frequently about go to the courts in Zechariah, it was took off his filthy thing and put a clean turban on his head or a crown on his head, which enabled him to come before God. So even the fact that we can come before God is our identity and our authority. So what we're going to do is just briefly talk about each thing. So if you can imagine a golden crown with 7 points on it, and the first one is my glamorous assistant. It's red, the red gem. It represents Jesus' blood and forgiveness. Do you know one of the most tactics of the enemy for us is to keep us in guilt, condemnation and shame, to knock you off anything God might want for you or have for you. But we have been cleansed and washed in the blood of Jesus and we are forgiven. That means your past is wiped away. That means that you stand pure and righteous before God. So that first gem is forgiveness. And if we can get that on the inside of us, that we are forgiven, then that can make you stand taller and rise up more in who God has called you to be. The second one, refining fire. We're refined in the fire. God's fire is always transforming us. We have been refined because we have been purified, but it's an ongoing process of transformation to burn up all the rubbish, all the dross, all the stuff in our life, so that what remains is silver, gold, and precious stones. So we are in that process. So when you get things that are going on in your life, actually just remember, you're in God's transforming fire. It doesn't have to be bad. We can look at it to be purified, and God is transforming us. Next one. Emma saw pearl, yellow, representing clarity. Do you know, we've been given the spirit of a sound mind. So many of us suffer from confusion, double-mindedness, but actually, clarity of purpose, clarity to hear God's voice, that's our inheritance, that's our identity, that's who we are. We have an angel here, and she's called Clarity and Truth, and she declutters. So we can engage with her today in the worship. Ask her, if you're feeling like, she can declutter your mind. We can be, because when you have clarity of mind, when you hear God's voice, you can be at peace, because you know that you know you've got clarity. Sorry, next. Green, health and well-being. It's our inheritance to live in health, healing, wholeness, well-being. Jesus did it all so that we can stand and live in health. And we need to know it in our knowing that that's our inheritance. And at the moment, there is so much that the enemy is trying to throw at us to do with sickness. But actually, if we get that fresh revelation on the inside, it's our inheritance, it's who we are. We want to give it away, so we need to know it on the inside of us. Next. Destiny. Amazing. We all have a destiny, but we need to know it. You know, wake up, child, it's your turn to shine. You were born for such a time as this. We have a destiny. It was agreed in eternity with our spirits and God, the plans and purposes that God has for us. All of us came and took a whammy from the enemy and knocked us off track. But actually, we need to get back on that track. There are scrolls, and we believe today God wants to give out fresh scrolls for your destiny for this year. So we need to think, firstly, I have a destiny. I'm not an accident. I'm not a waste of space. It's not... Actually, you, each one of us, has a destiny in God. Wisdom. You know, in our natural life, we make choices all the time, choices and decisions. We don't have to mumble bumble along anymore because we've got wisdom of God to make right choices, to make God choices. We have access to the spirit of wisdom at all times to speak with us, to direct us, to guide us. We can make right choices. Give us discernment so that we know, yes, no, whatever. And finally, royalty. Yay. We are all children of God. This is gives us our identity because we have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. We've been brought into a relationship with God. We are his children. That gives us the right to wear the crown. When kings and queens want to show off their authority, what do they wear?
Crown.
A crown. We need to be wearing our crowns. Because just think what we've just said. Next one. In that crown is a powerful package, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's forgiveness, knowing that you're forgiven, knowing that you're cleansed. That God's refining fire is always at work in us, that we can have clarity and truth and peace. Healing and health and well-being, that we have a destiny, that wisdom can guide us in our decisions, and that we are royalty. We have a royal identity as a child of God that we can be raised up into. Well, whether or not you wear this physically, whether you see it, in the spirit realm, if you put this crown on, that's how you'll be seen. And as we are transformed and as Jesus becomes more in us, those lights will shine through as Jesus shines through us and radiate out his glory. We will change the atmosphere. We will change the environment. We will be changed, but we will see things all around us be changed. So what we feel that we want to do is for this year, we're all going to face new challenges, new situations. We've all got decisions to make. We've all, you know, God's calling us all, wake up, child, this is it. It will be different for all of us, but God has promised to give us what we need. No matter where we start, whether you don't know Jesus yet, whether you met him yesterday, or whether you've known him 50 years, we're all in that place that it's actually Jesus through us that enables us to do this. And what we feel today, because we're going to worship together now, is Emma and I, so for some people, you can just reach up, you can get your crown, you can put it on your head. Wonderful. But if you would like us to, we believe today that in that spiritual realm, we have crowns to place on people's heads that cause you to rise up and bring revelation for who you are and what God has got for you this year. So we'll be here. If you would like us to pray or just literally put the crowns on for you, then please just come stand in front of us or nudge us or push us over or whatever. And let's just do that. And I believe it's in preparation for what's to come.